Charlene McGray. She was pretty as a posy in the springtime. Lighty-dye. She would twirl around all day, get dizzy and she'd fall down in a haze. Lighty-dye. And the country breeze passed slowly as I went to her, and I knocked upon her solid wooden door. But her father, he just looked at me and said, "Leave her, I'll call the law." So I cut her paw in half with a chainsaw. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye-dye-dye-dye. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye. She always had a way of giving all the neighbor boys sensations. Lighty-dye. They would close their eyes and pray that their Christian God would lead them from temptation. Lighty-dye. But her mama didn't want that girl to grow up and end up with a heathen like myself. Though she always tried to tell Charlene about my little flaws. So I cut her ma in half with a chainsaw. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye-dye-dye-dye. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye, lighty-dye. Lighty-dye-dye-dye-dye. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye, lighty-dye. And now sweet Charlene McGray, she's all mine, there's nothing to divide us. In the sunny day in May, it was time to ask that girl to be my bride. So I got down on one knee and took her finger, and I said to her, "Charlene, will you be mine?" But she just kept complaining that I killed her mom and pa. So I cut Charlene in half with the chainsaw. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye-dye-dye-dye. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye, lighty-dye. Lighty-dye-dye-dye-dye. Lighty-dye, lighty-dye.